们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
在这新的一年，
Lord, at this new year,
我们来瞻仰我们荣耀的主耶稣基督。
Lord, we come and behold the glorious Lord Jesus.
你是首先，也是幕后。
And you are the first, and you are the beginning, you are the end.
你是我们创始成终的耶稣。
You are the Jesus who have finished all things.
所以在这新的一年开始的时候，我们要把自己先献在你的手中。
So as this new year begins, we offer ourselves into your hands.
让我们这最荣耀的主、最全能的主来带领我们这一年的生活和我们的侍奉。
Let the Lord of most glory and most authority lead us this new year's of service.
我们深深感觉到，唯有让主耶稣来统治我们，我们才是一个最蒙福的人。
And we feel that we're most blessed when we are led by the Lord Jesus.
所以早晨，我们愿荣耀的主耶稣向我们显现。
Lord, we plead that you will appear us with your glorious appearance.
你来对我们说话。
And speak to us.
你在我们生活中向我们显现。
Appear to us in our daily lives.
愿荣耀的主耶稣成为万有之首。
May the glorious Lord Jesus become all in all.
也是我们在凡事上都让基督作首。
May we have all things and have prominence in our life.
我们求主在这一年中，你把新的恩典、把新的生命、把新的丰富倾倒下来。
Lord, pour down new blessings, new abundance, new hope to us this year.
让我们这里每一位弟兄姊妹都在你这位元首的带领之下，我们能够荣耀主。
Lord, may all the brothers and sisters may glorify God.
能够见证主。
We can testify you.
能够彰显主的荣美。
We can express your beauty.
早晨我们等候在你跟前。
Lord, we wait before you.
把敬拜归给主。
And we render you all the worship.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们和弟兄姊妹先来读一句圣经。
We will read a verse.
罗马书第二章。
In the book of Romans, chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.
凡恒心行善，寻求荣耀尊贵和不能虚坏之福的，就永生报应他们。
Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality.
我们特别注意这节圣经里面所讲的话。
We pay attention to what this verse says.
恒心行善。
Patience and continuance in doing good.
寻求荣耀尊贵。
Seek for glory, honor.
还不能虚坏。
And immortality.
今天是2010年的第一个主日。
Today is the first Lord's Day in 2010.
我们在主面前，我们很盼望能够立下一个心愿。
We hope that we can have a purpose, have a will before the Lord.
就是我们要一同来寻求荣耀尊贵和不能朽坏。
That we may seek for glory, honor, and immortality.
所以这就是今天我们的主题。
So this is our theme this morning.
寻求荣耀尊贵和不能朽坏。
Seek for glory, honor, and immortality.
我们先要来问什么叫做荣耀？什么叫做尊贵？
So we need to ask first, what is glory? What is honor?
我们怎样来寻求荣耀尊贵和不能朽坏的呢？
And how do we seek for glory, honor, and immortality?
我想在这世界上每一个人都在那寻求尊贵和荣耀。
And I think that every person in the world is seeking for glory and honor.
比方说我们年轻人 很喜欢能够读一个最好的名校。
For example, the young people would like to go to a famous school.
我们喜欢穿名牌的衣服。
We like to wear brand name clothing.
我们喜欢住那个高级的住宅区。
We like to live in a wealthy neighborhood.
我们喜欢开高档次的车子。
We'd like to drive luxury cars.
你知道为什么这些事情？
So do you know why these things?
这就是我们寻求荣耀和尊贵。
We do these things because we seek for glory and honor.
因为我们这样的话呢，我们在人面前可以扬眉吐气。
Because if we do these things, we can be proud.
在人面前显得我们是出人头地。
We can appear someone who is better than others.
但是今天我们从神的话来看呢，什么是真正的荣耀和尊贵？
But if we look at the word of the Lord, what is glory and honor?
什么是不能够朽坏？
What is immortality?
因为人在地上虽然寻求这些荣耀和尊贵，
Because as men we seek these things，
但是我们发现呢，人并没有真正得到荣耀和尊贵。
But we find that a man could not obtain true glory and honor，
因为真正的荣耀尊贵是从神那里来的。
Because true glory and true honor comes from God，
也可以说真正的荣耀尊贵就是神自己和神的一切的丰富。
Or in other words, the true glory and honor is God Himself and all the abundance that He has.
所以呢，圣经里面这里讲到寻求荣耀尊贵啊，其实就是寻求神自己。
So when we say seek for glory, honor, and immortality, we, in other words, we say seek God Himself.
和神里面的一切的丰富。
And all the abundance that dwells in God.
圣经里面给我们看见有两类的荣耀。
In the Bible, it shows us two types of glory.
一类是虚浮的荣耀。
One is a vain glory.
我们要不要读读腓立比书第二章？
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
Philippians 第二章里面第三节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 3.
他说凡事不可激动，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit.
这里讲到那个虚浮的荣耀。
It speaks of the vain glory.
我们再读哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第十七节
，verse
17。我们这自战自轻的苦处，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
这里讲到有一种荣耀，叫做极重无比、永远的荣耀。
And there's one glory that it says here is more exceeding an eternal weight of glory.
我们现在说虚浮的荣耀。
We begin with a vain glory.
很多人以为钱财都就是荣耀。
And many people believe that if you are wealthy, you're glorious.
我认识一个人，他是很有钱，很有钱。
I know a person and he's very rich.
所以他觉得他在钱一多了，他觉得在人面前就很荣耀，因为大家都奉承他。
And he thinks that once he has more money, people will like him because people worship him. In a way.
每一个人都要眼睛抬起来来看着他。
And they look at him, they lift up their eyes and look at him.
是不是觉得很荣耀啊？
And isn't that glorious?
也有的人以为地位高了就荣耀。
And somebody think that if they have high status, they're glorious.
因为地位高的话，人人都会尊敬你。
Because if you have a high status, people will respect you.
你在人面前呢，可以耀武扬威。
And you can do things before the people.
但是呢，这些地上的一切都叫做虚浮的荣耀。
But all these things on earth are called vain glory.
圣经里面呢，给我们看见有一个人。
In the Bible, it tells us a person.
他的名字就是哈曼。
And his name is Haman.
这个哈曼呢，就坐在那个朝廷的王宫的朝门口。
And he stands at the door of the palace.
因为他不是王朝，是一个高官。
Because he's a high official in the kingdom.
所以呢，坐在当他坐在朝门口的时候，他就要叫所有经过的人都进到王宫里面的人都要向他跪拜。
So once he sits by the door of the palace, people passing by him, people have to worship him.
他想除了当地的君王之外。
So aside from the king himself, I'm just below one man and above all. So whoever passes through this gate and go into the palace have to worship me. You think this is an honorable person? He's so proud. He looks down on everybody. And so there's this Mordecai who does not worship him. Because Mordecai knows the true God. And he knows that he can only worship God. I will not worship any other person other than God. So thousands of people worship Haman. But Mordecai.
弟兄姊妹，你想想，今天我们很多人呢，是不是都像哈曼一样？
Do you think that many of us today are like Haman?
都盼望人能够注意我。
And we hope that other people will pay attention to us. And they will praise us.
盼望人人都能够崇敬我。
And everybody will respect me and worship me.
但这个哈曼呢，哎，他就是对摩迪给啊这个不祥的跪拜啊，他气不过。
But Haman was very angry at Mordecai not worshipping him. Many people today are like, Haman, is, if you don't respect me, I will not be polite with you. So he erected a gallows. And so he went to the king and wanted to hang Mordecai on that gallows.
正好那个亚哈色罗王呢，那一天晚上呢，他睡不着觉。
By that instance, the king Xerxes couldn't sleep that night.
所以他在那里读一本历史书。So
he was reading a history book.
那么历史上记载呢，这个摩迪改啊，曾经有一次，当这个君王被要被谋害的时候啊，摩迪改救了他。
So it was written that Mordecai saved the king when someone was trying to assassinate him. So King Ezra thought that this man saved my life once, how could I reward him? So at this time, Haman came in. Once Haman came in, the king asked, what honor or dignity has been bestowed on this man?
这个哈曼想啊, 王所喜悦的尊荣的人, 不是我还是谁啊?
Haman think within himself, who is this man but the Lord, the king honors?
今天我们很多人都以为,
不是我还有谁啊？If not me, who else?
有谁像我这么有钱？
Who else is more rich than I am?
有谁像我这么有地位？
Or who else is more
status than I am?
Who else has more knowledge than me?
有谁像我这么有智慧？
Who has more wisdom than me?
我们人人呢，都是总是觉得世界上最荣耀、最尊贵。
We think that the most knowledgeable wisdom person is me.
所以他就说对君王说，他王啊，如果你所喜悦尊荣的人呢，你应该把你的王袍给他穿上，把你骑的御马给他骑上，让他在那个王宫的四围那个街道上呢，在那一直游行，叫人家呢都来崇拜他。
And Haman said, you know, let you, the robe that you wear given unto him, let the horse you ride given unto him, and let him parade around the palace.
其实这个呢，都是为着他们都是为着他自己预备的。
And Haman was preparing all that stuff for himself.
哪里晓得啊，这个王就说好，你既然觉得这样子很对，好了，你就把你所讲的这一题啊，就。
And the king said, you have said well, and do these things to Mordecai and let him do all that what you said. And let Mordecai wear my robe and wear my ride my horse. And let him parade in the city.
这一下呀, 这蛤蟆真是整个都泄气了。
And at this point, Hammond lost faith.
怎么可能有这样的事情？
How could this thing happen?
从此之后啊，这个蛤蟆就倒霉了。
And so from that point on, Hammond was downward.
因为我们以为人人都当尊敬我。
And because we believe that every person should respect us.
我们以为人人都当为着我。
And every person should do their things for us.
人人都应该注意我。
And they should pay attention to me.
哪里晓得我们的神啊，要叫人注意尊敬的是尊敬我们的主耶稣。
How do we know that our God wants us to pay respect to our Lord Jesus?
不应该尊敬我的。
Not me.
所以我们每一个人啊，我们如果像蛤蟆一样的话呢，你都会倒霉。
Because if you're like Hammond, you will pay the price.
好，所以呢，以后这个蛤蟆呢就被挂在他自己给墓地给预备的那个木头架上。
So later on, Hammond was hanged on the very same gallows he prepared for Mordecai.
这个事情都有很属灵的意思。
These are very deep spiritual meanings.
我们这个自高自大的人。
The proud self.
我们这个自以为了不起的人。
The very high esteemed self.
都应该被挂在那个木头上。
And shall be hung on that wood.
就是应该被钉在十字架上。
Should be nailed to the cross.
所以这个哈曼的荣耀呢？就是虚浮的荣耀。
So the glory of Hammond is the vain glory.
是圣经所人的虚荣美誉啊，就像草上的花。
The beauty and the glory of man is like grass.
花必凋谢，草必枯干。
And the flower withers and the grass went dry.
世上多少人都是蛤蟆。
How many people in the world are like Hammond?
人人都希望爬在别人头上。
We all like to climb on top of others.
人人都希望得到万人的赞扬。
We all like to be worshipped by all the people.
但是呢，这些啊，在神看起来都是虚浮的荣耀。
But all these things in the eyes of the Lord is vain glory.
所以我们寻求尊贵荣耀，不是寻求这些。
So if we seek glory and honor, we don't seek these things.
我常常有时候看报纸或者是看一些资料。
Sometimes I read the newspaper or other infos.
就发觉人在地上的虚荣呢，那真是非常的虚空。
And our vain glory in the world is so empty.
就像最近我找到台湾的总统马英九啊。
Because, for example, I read the Taiwanese president.
他在去年竞选总统的时候啊，得到70%的那个选民的拥护。
He received 70% of the support in the last year's election.
他现在不过是一年多一点。
But just about a year later.
这个去年马英九的光环啊。已经完全生锈了。
The glory of the president has already rusted.
所以这几天我看报纸，很多人在骂他的。
Many people on the newspaper scolded him.
去年那么荣耀，那么尊贵，人人都是崇敬他。
And a year ago he was so respectful, so glorious.
如今这些到哪里去了
？But where did that glory went to?
其实不只是马英九一个人。
Not just that president.
世上所有自以为很荣耀的人。
All the people who are consider themselves glorious.
每一个人能够持久的。
No one person can sustain that glory.
有一个人是篮球明星。
For example, basketball star.
就好像我们中国人那个姚明一样。
For example, like Yao Ming.
也像棒球明星，像王建民。
Maybe a baseball star.
那大家都是看到不得了的，是不是？
They treasure him.
还有很多就是什么电影明星等等
movie stars for example
你看见他们在这世界上多荣耀
and you see how glorious they are in the world
但是有几年好荣耀的
but how many years of that good time they have
前几年是那个 Michael Jordan 是最得人家的拥护的
couple years ago Michael Jordan was famous
球王嘛
And he was the king of basketball.
现在到哪去了？
But where is he now?
是地上，无论是政治界。
So no matter politically,
无论是商业界
or business,
无论是体育界
or in the sports,
任何领域
or whatever field you are in,
人所寻求的荣耀，都像草上的花，短暂之。很短暂的时候就匆匆的就退去了。
The glory of man is just like a grass, it withers.
所以今天我们要寻求荣耀尊贵，绝不能够去寻求这些虚浮的荣耀。
So if we are to seek glory and honor, we cannot go after these vain glory.
那什么是极重无比永远的荣耀呢
？So what is the exceeding and eternal glory?
我们刚才说过了。 真正的荣耀尊贵就是神自己。
We've said that the true glory and honor is God himself.
一个人如果你没有得到神,
if one person did not obtain God,
如果你不和神有交通,
if you do not fellowship with God,
你就不可能有真正的荣耀和尊贵。
You could not obtain true glory and honor.
等到有一天你遇见了神了
Until one day you've met God.
有一天神向你显现了
One day the Lord appeared to you.
这个时候啊，你才知道什么是真正的荣耀，什么是真正的尊贵。
Then you will know what is true glory and what is the true honor.
因为我认识几个弟兄
I know a few brothers.
他们在人眼光上看起来更是算不得什么。
In the eyes of man, they're nothing.
因为他们在世界上地位很低。
Because they're very low in the world.
有的是工人。
They're workers.
有的是小兵。
Maybe a small soldier.
有的是不识几个大字的。
Maybe who are illiterate.
但是当我和他们在一起聚会的时候。
But when I meet with them.
我听他们的祷告。
I hear their prayer.
我听他们的交通。
I hear their fellowship.
我就觉得神的荣耀。在这个弟兄的身上
And I feel that the glory of God is on this brother.
神的荣耀在那个姊妹的身上
And the glory of God is on this sister.
我曾发现有的人在没有信主的时候
And I find that some people before they believed the Lord.
他曾经是个赌鬼
Once they were a gambler.
因为他常常夜里熬夜赌博
All the night they spend the time to gamble.
他那个脸色是青青的
And his face is whatever color, blue color. So when we see him, we fear. But when we preach the gospel, when he received the Lord Jesus, when he met God, it doesn't take that long time. After meeting a few times,
脸上的情形整个都改变。
We see that the face condition changed.
从前我们觉得他的脸总是有点像鬼脸。
Once we feel that his face is the devil's face.
那种充满的那个清奇的那个样子。
It's very fearful.
整个鬼差不多了。
It's like a devil.
但等到他一遇见主。
But once he met the Lord.
神把他从苦难里面，神把他从这些黑暗里面拯救出来了。
God saved him out of these darkness.
他和神之间交通了。
When he had fellowship with God.
所以当我们过一段时间再遇见他的时候啊。
And when we meet him sometime later.
就他脸上啊，有那个荣耀出现。
And on his face we see glory.
你在思念我们自己。
And then we look at ourselves.
如果一个人没有神
if one person is without God,
或者说如果我现在离开了神
or to say if I leave God,
我远离神不和神有交通
if I turn away from God and do not fellowship with him, I do not gather meetings,
你发现了你脸上那个荣耀就褪去
you find that the glory on your face fades,
你走在街上啊，你碰见弟兄姊妹的时候你巴不得躲开他
on the street, when you meet brothers and sisters, you probably just turn away,
最近我的光景不大好
because my condition recently is not good,I don't fellowship with God often. So once I see brothers and sisters, I'd rather hide. There is no glory on our face. But if this time I was touched by the Lord, I had good fellowship with Lord. I draw near to him. And every day I praise him and worship him.
我在神面前呢是很荣耀
And I feel that I'm very glorious before the Lord.
这个不是我自己荣耀
Because that's not my glory.
因为神与我同在
Because the God is with me.
神与我同在的时候就是尊贵
When God is with me, that is honor.
就是荣耀
That is glory.
所以弟兄们真正的荣耀尊贵啊是神与我们同在
So true glory and honor is the presence
神在我们上彰显出来了
When he is revealed in us
就是荣耀就是尊贵
And that is glory and honor
我们现在呢要从圣经里面来看一些寻求尊贵荣耀的人
We will need to look at a few people who seek for glory and honor
我想第一个我们来讲的亚伯拉罕
First of all we'll speak of Abraham
我们看亚伯拉罕寻求神的荣耀
How did Abraham seek for his glory.
亚伯拉罕啊，原来住在加勒底的乌尔。
Abraham used to dwell in Ur of Chaldea.
这个乌尔那个地方啊，是拜偶像的一个地方，是偶像世界。
The land of Ur is a land of idols.
什么是偶像世界？
So what is the world of idols?
今天我们有没有在偶像世界里面？
So are we in the idol world today?
你要知道，今天在这个世界上，人人都在来崇拜偶像。
You need to know that everybody on this world is worshiping some idol.
当然了。也许泥土塑起来的地不拜。
Maybe you do not worship a physical thing.
金子打下来的你也不拜。
Or maybe not a golden statue.
但有一些无形的偶像。
But some idol that you cannot see.
比方马门。
For example, mammon.
就金钱。
Money.
你崇拜不崇拜？
Do you worship money?
今天人在这个世界上谁不崇拜金钱？
Today in this world, who does not worship money?
也可以说谁不崇拜马门？
Who does not worship mammon?
人人都在崇拜马门。
Everyone worship mammon.
中国人讲的向前看。
We look to the money.
这个向前看就是向马门看齐。
We look forward means we look to the money.
就像马门抬起头来。
So we lift our heads and worship money.
也许我们有另外的偶像。
Maybe we have other idols.
或者说你很崇拜那个 Bill Gates.
Maybe you worship Bill Gates.
那么 Bill Gates 就是你的偶像。
And then he is your idol.
也许你崇拜那诺贝尔奖金得主杨振宁、
maybe you,
李政道。
You worship some Nobel Prize winner.
那么杨振宁、李政道呢，就是你的偶像。
And these scientists are your idols.
也许你崇拜某一个人物。
Maybe you worship someone.
也许你崇拜某一样事情。
Maybe something.
你想，这个都是偶像。
These are idols.
所以今天人人都在这个偶像世界里边。
So today everyone is in the world of idols.
亚伯拉罕在一个偶像世界里面生活着。
Abraham lived in the world of idols.
我们人人也都在偶像世界里面生活着。
So every one of us also lives in the world of idols.
有一天呢，亚伯拉罕遇见神。
But one day Abraham met God.
荣耀的神向他显现。
And the glorious God appeared to him.
是当神一向亚伯拉罕显现的时候啊，亚伯拉罕真是觉得。
So when God appeared to Abraham, Abraham felt so glorious.
无可比的荣耀啊！
Incomparable.
世界上有什么东西能够与神的荣耀相比呢？
Anything in the world cannot compare to the glory of God.
他就丢弃了所有的偶像。
So he threw away all his idols.
他的加勒底的偶尔就出来了。
So he left Ur of Chaldea.
他跟从神。
He followed God.
他走一条又新又活的路。
And he walked on a new path and a living path.
那今天有很多亚伯拉罕的子孙了。
And today we have many descendants of Abraham. And it's those who believe the Lord Jesus.
我们就效法亚伯拉罕的教宗。
And we follow Abraham's footsteps.
所以等到荣耀的神一向我们显现的时候呢。
So when the glorious God appears to us.
我们诗歌背的一首诗歌啊。
And there's a hymn in our hymn book.
怎么会是偶像颠倒啊。
What can turn the idols off?
并不是失望。灰心或者欠念
not lose faith or dark days.
那是他无价至宝的一现
but his glorious appearance, one appearance.
所以当作荣耀的神一向我们现的时候
So once the glorious God appears to us,
所有偶像统统都丢弃了
all the idols are cast away.
诗歌里面还有几句话
And there's also other words from the hymn.
他说有谁愿意脱下这个棉衣啊
who wants to lay down their garment?
除非那个夏天的风已经兴起来了。
Who can take off the winter clothes but the summer breeze?
棉袍可以脱下。
You can take off the winter clothes.
有谁愿意熄灭他的灯光呢
who can turn off their lights?
除非早晨的太阳已经升起来了。
Unless the dawn has risen.
我们每一家我们都是这样子是不是
Every family is like this.
当太阳一升起来的时候通通这个灯光通通都不要。
Once the sun rises, we turn off the lights.
到夏天那个南风那个温暖的气那个风一吹来啊。
When the summer hot air blows,
那个我们身上厚厚的棉袍通通大衣通通都不要。
We have to take off our winter coats.
荣耀的主若向我们显现。
So if the glorious Lord appears,
我们原先是崇拜那些偶像，通通都化成灰烬了。
All the idols we once worshipped, they turn to dust.
亚伯拉罕就这样因着荣耀的神向他显现了。他就把这些丢弃。
Because the appearance of the glorious God, Abraham forsook his idols. So he became the father of many nations. Thousands of people were blessed. was to Abraham.
第二个讲到是摩西。
Second person is Moses.
我们看摩西怎样的寻求神的荣耀。
We see how Moses seek for his glory and honor.
摩西是在埃及的王宫中长大。
He grew up in the palace of Egypt.
因为他被法老的女儿收取收养。
Because he was adopted by the daughter of Pharaoh.
所以摩西呢是从小在埃及的王宫中啊学尽了当代一切的学问。
So Moses learned all the knowledge of the time in the palace.
可以说你我每一个人能够和比得上摩西。
No one of us can compare to Moses.
你看摩西他多荣耀。
So you see how glorious Moses was.
也许你一定很羡慕，是不是？
Do you envy him?
他有一天他遇见了神。
One day he met the Lord.
他有一天呢带着他岳父米甸的羊群啊。
One day he took his father-in-law's sheep to Midian to shepherd them.
他忽然看见一个异象,
and then he saw a vision.
这旷野里面呢,
and there are thorns in the wilderness.
那个荆棘上面呢,
and then there's a fire upon the bush. And it's not uncommon to see fire on thorns.
我们有时候看见，也什么森林里面树火啊，这个火烧在这个森林经济上都，也是很普遍的事情，是不是？
Sometimes we see fires in the forest.
但是摩西所看见的异象呢，荆火焰烧在荆棘上，这个荆棘没有烧毁。
But there's fire in the bush, but the bush was not consumed.
这个就很稀奇了。
And that is amazing.
那火焰烧在荆棘，荆棘怎么可能不烧毁呢？
How can there be fire among the thorns, but the thorns are not consumed?
就在那个异象当中，神向摩西说话。
And on that vision, the Lord spoke to Moses.
摩西，摩西啊。
And he said, Moses,
Moses. 你赶快把你脚上的鞋子脱下来。
And take off the shoes on your feet.
因为这是个圣地。
Because you're standing on holy ground.
摩西看见的异象是什么意思？
So what does the vision mean?
你荆棘。
The thorns are the product of the fallen flesh.
是亚当夏娃犯罪堕落之后啊，所咒诅而产生出来的那个所咒诅的东西。So
was the Adam and Eve when after they sinned was the cursed part.
它是象征我们这堕落的人性。
It signifies our fallen nature.
弟兄姊妹想想看，你这个人呢像不像荆棘？
Do you think that you are like a thorn?
这个荆棘很卑贱,
it is very low,
并且还有刺,
and it has spikes,
会刺伤人,
it pokes people.
有时我们刺伤我们的父母,
and sometimes we hurt our parents,
有时刺伤我们兄弟姐妹,
sometimes we hurt our brothers and sisters,
有时刺伤我们的配偶,
sometimes we hurt our
spouse, 有时我们常常刺伤我们教会里面的弟兄姊妹,
sometimes we hurt our churches, brothers and sisters.
也许我跟他在讲台上翻译的时候, 也许我会刺伤他,
maybe he's translating for him, he hurts me.
我们这个人身上长了很多的刺的,
we have many spikes.
你的一句话,
One thing that you say,
你的眼睛一看,
one look that you give,
常常会叫许多人痛苦几天啊,
and you will hurt people for a few days.
所以我们家庭里面和在教会里面常常为什么那么多的烦恼的事情呢?
So why do we have so many troubles in family and church?
就是因为我们这人身上都长了荆棘，长了许多的刺。
Because we are grown on thorns and we have spikes.
所以我们这个人既卑贱又会伤害人。
So we're lowly and when we hurt people.
这就是你，这就是我。
And that is you, that is me.
就是我们这些人就是荆棘。
That is who we are, we're thorns.
但那一天呢，看见。 那个荣耀的火焰啊，就降临在这个荆棘的上面。
But on that day, Moses saw the glorious fire upon the thorns.
这个荣耀的火焰，这个火焰就是神的荣耀。
And that fire was the glory of God.
神那一天让摩西看见。
On that day, Lord showed Moses.
你这个荆棘啊，
and the thorn that you have, you are.
这个神的荣耀要降在你的身上。
And the glory of God will descend on you.
那这个意象最主要的是讲的主耶稣基督。
And of course, this vision speaks most. Jesus was the son of a carpenter.
本来是很，他将来成为很卑，那么尊贵荣耀的人呢，成为一个卑贱的，像我们一样一个卑微的形状。The
glory and honorable son of God became a man like us.
但神的荣耀呢，就显在主耶稣身上。
So the glory of God revealed through Jesus.
那今天呢，我们把它应用到我们身上了。If
we apply that on us.
所以有一天呢，神跟摩西看见了，你要知道吧，神的荣耀就要显在你这个最卑贱、最伤人的那个。
So one day the glory of God will show upon your thorn like body. Lord showed Moses that you are by the thorn. So now we see that the glory of God will appear from you.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so today, you and I, do we feel we are lowly?
你觉得我这个人在世界上啊, 一无是处,
we are useless in the world.
因为人人都看不起我,
because nobody looks high on us.
我们刚才不是讲, 我们人人都寻求荣耀吗?
Didn't we just say every one of us seeks honor?
但是没有几个人真正的寻求到荣耀,
but few people find true glory.
我要寻求荣耀,
if I want to seek glory,
但是我觉得我得不到荣耀,
but I find that I could not obtain it.
因为人人都不尊敬我,
because no one respects me.
我在人面前一点荣耀都没有,
I have no glory before men.
连我自己家里的人都不荣耀我,
and not even the family member.
连我所认识四围的人也都不尊敬我,
nobody in my surroundings give glory to me.
我越想在人面前寻求尊贵荣耀,
the more I seek glory and honor before men,
我越觉得自己像一个荆棘啊,
The more I find that I'm like a thorn, so lowly, and then I could not have a good relationship with people.
不是我上了他,比如他上了我,
if I don't hurt him, he'll hurt me.
所以,你要这样的生活都糟糕啊,
this life is so tough.
真的很痛苦啊,
it's so painful.
所以许多人就觉得活着,我活着住着还有什么意思呢?
So many people think that, what is the purpose of me living on?
你要知道, 你在的境界上, 神的荣耀要显在你身上,
you need to know that on the thorn-like body, the glory of the Lord will show on you.
这当然是你遇见主的关系,
this, of course, you need to meet the Lord.
你真正的寻求主耶稣基督,
if you truly seek the Lord Jesus,
来投靠主耶稣基督,
and you flee to him,
愿意和主耶稣基督连接在一起,
and you join with him,
愿意住在主耶稣基督的里,
and you're willing to abide in him,
你知道借着主耶稣基督啊, 神的荣耀要显在你的身上,
you know that through the Lord Jesus, the glory of God will show on you.
所以当时摩西啊, 他一看见这一个异象之后,
so when Moses saw this vision,
神给我看见, 虽然我这个人卑微的不得了,
God showed me I'm so lowly,
但是神的荣耀要显在我的身上,
but the glory of God will appear on me.
结果后来呢, 正是神的荣耀就显在他身上,
so later on the glory of God truly showed in him.
当神对他说, 我要打发你到埃及王宫里面到法老面前去, 对他说,
God said to Moses that I will send you to Pharaoh, that you will say to him, I will lead my people out of Egypt. Pharaoh was not willing. So God struck Egypt. And he sent 10 plagues to Egypt.
到那一天,
so on that day when Moses was warring with Pharaoh,
你有没有看见呢?
And you see the glory of God appear on Moses. Moses said the river will turn into blood. So he dipped his rod in the river turned into blood. He pointed his rod in the sky. The heaven turned dark. And it sent down icebergs.
所以啊, 神借着摩西在埃及行了十大神迹,
so through Moses, God did 10 miracles.
我们看见神的荣耀,
and we see that the glory of God appeared on the lowly Moses.
所以当摩西看见这个荣耀的异象之后啊,
so when Moses see this glorious vision,
他就离开埃及的王宫,
he left the palace in Egypt.
不愿意再做法老女儿的儿子,
he no longer wants to be the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
希伯来书讲的这句话讲得很好,
in Hebrew we said, well,
摩西长大了,
when Moses grew up,
也不肯再做法老女儿的儿子,
he was not willing to be the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
你想想啊, 一个人如果不认识神啊,
and you think if someone who does not know the Lord, if he does not see the glory of God,
法老女儿的儿子, 多光彩啊,
how glorious is it to be the son of Pharaoh's daughter?
因为那个法老的女儿是埃及王位的继承人,
Pharaoh's daughter was the the inheritor of his throne.
所以将来摩西可能又是一个王位的继承人。
So Moses possibly will be the inheritor of that throne.
我小的时候啊，我在小学的时候。
So when I was in elementary school,
我很希望能够做校长的儿子。
I wanted to be the son of the principal.
因为我觉得那个校长的儿子啊，人人都跟他在一起很好。
Because the son of the principal, every people treat him well.
这个校长的儿子要做什么，其他的同学们呢，都会跟着他去做。
Whatever the son wants to do, other children will follow him.
哎，我想，假如我能够做校长的儿子多好啊。
And I think that how wonderful it would be if I can be his son.
我能够做县长的儿子多好啊。
And later on, I hope that I could be the son of the city mayor.
我能够做省长的儿子多好啊。
I can be the son of the province.
我能够做总统的儿子多好啊。
I can be the son of the president.
我们巴不得能够成为一个富贵家庭的孩子，或者是一个重要家庭的儿子，是不是？
We hope that we can be a children of some famous or important family.
但摩西一长大了之后，再也不愿意做法老女儿的儿子。
Once Moses grew up, he no longer wanted to be the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害。
He'd rather be persecuted along with the children of God.
也不愿意暂时享受那个最终之乐。
But he does not want to dwell in the pleasure of sin.
我们基督徒啊，在幼嫩的时候。
When we Christians, when we are tender, young,
被这个世界收取做世界的养子。
We are adopted by the world to be their children.
你看看我们今天啊，有很多人。一年里面有很多弟兄姊妹受浸，是不是？
So many brothers and sisters got baptized throughout the year.
但留下来聚会的有多少啊？
But how many remain to continue meeting?
我不晓得现在温哥华留下来聚会的人多少。
I don't know how many of you are here.
我在好多地方都发现了，就是这个比例很小。
I find that the ratio is very small.
多半呢受完浸了之后就毕业了。
Most of them after baptized they graduate.
因为他们都生下来之后啊，都被法老的女儿收去做养子去了。
Once they were born, they were adopted by Pharaoh's daughter.
虽然在神家里受浸，重生得救了。
Even though they were baptized in the house of God, they're reborn.
但是都被世界收养去。
But they were adopted by the world.
这是幼嫩的时候。
This is when they are young.
但是基督徒长大了呢。
But when Christians grow,
当你生命长大了之后，
when your life grew up,
你再也不愿意做法老女儿的儿子。
You no longer want to be the son of Pharaoh.
你再也不愿意被这个世界收养去了。
You no longer want to be adopted by the world.
我是尊贵荣耀神的儿女。
I am the honorable children of God.
我岂能够做一个法老女儿的儿子？
How can I be the son of Pharaoh's daughter?
我们是大君王的后裔。
We are the descendant of the great king.
我怎肯甘去做世界的奴仆？
How can I be slaves of the world?
所以摩西长大了之后啊，他宁可和神的百姓到旷野去同受苦害。
So when Moses grew up, he'd rather be suffer in the wilderness with the people.
也不愿意暂时享受最终之乐。
But he does not want to dwell in the sin.
也许有的人觉得摩西你太撒谎了。
If you think Moses, you're foolish.
你说今天许多人竞选一个议员，竞选一个什么总统，如果这要花多少钱的倾家荡产的要去争取这个这样一个高的地位，是不是？
You see somebody run for senator or run for president, they go bankrupt even.
人家都是人的挣得头破血流的啊，这个花那么代价去争取，为什么摩西你放弃啊？
They fight with all they have to try to get to that position. Moses, why do you give that up?
你觉得摩西很傻？
You think Moses is a fool?
但其实摩西并不傻。
But he's not.
摩西放弃了埃及王宫中的荣耀。
He forsook the glory in the king's palace.
有一天，你看当主耶稣来的时候。
You see that one day when the Lord came.
那天主耶稣在变化山上显现。
On the Mount of Transfiguration.
主耶稣脸面明亮如日头。
And his countenance was bright as the sun.
衣裳洁白发光。
And his robe was bright.
地上飘忽的没有一个飘得像那样白。
No one could color it so white.
那一天主耶稣在荣耀里面显出来啊。
So on that day the Lord appeared in glory.
摩西、以利亚和主耶稣一同显在那。
Stood with the Lord Jesus as Moses and Elijah.
在神的荣耀的国度里边。
In the glorious kingdom.
摩西、以利亚在更深处呢，都和主耶稣一同在荣耀的国度里边。
Moses and Elijah was in the glorious kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，你可以算计一下。
So you can count this.
在埃及王宫里面，做法老的女儿的儿子好呢？
In the kingdom of palace, is it better to be the son of the Pharaoh?
神的国度里面，和主耶稣基督荣耀的王在一起好。
Or is it better to be in the kingdom of God, to be with the glorious Son of God? So Moses indeed chose the better part. Moses sought the glory and honor and immortality of God. I will say the third person. Paul, he sought after the glory. And so before Paul, he was called Saul. And he was a passionate follower of Judaism.
但是呢,
but he does not know the true God.
就好像今天许多基督徒一样,
it's like many Christians today.
今天很多基督徒恐怕也是啊, 做一个虔诚的教徒,
many Christians are a godly worshipper.
但不一定真正的认识神,
but they may not know true God.
有一天啊, 这个扫罗啊, 从祭司长那里, 拿了文书, 要去捉拿信耶稣的人, 要把他们下在监牢里面。
So one day Saul obtained documents from the high priest to go catch the Christians.
就在大马士的路上,
so on the road to Damascus,
突然神的荣耀向他显现,
suddenly the glory of God appeared to him.
有四面发光啊, 有大光照在保罗的身上,
and it was so bright and the light shined on him, on him.
并且有个声音对扫罗说,
and there's a sound, a voice said to him,
扫罗,
Saul,
你为什么逼迫我?
Why do you persecute me?
扫罗这下就糊涂了,
so Paul was confused. Saul was confused.
你是谁啊?
Who are you?
我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
这扫罗想, 耶稣不是已经死掉了吗?
Saul think that didn't Jesus die?
耶稣明明前些日子在各个刹那里被钉十字架已经死掉并且埋葬在坟墓里面。
Obviously a few days ago he was crucified in Golgotha and was buried.
我今年逼迫基督徒,
today I persecute Christians.
那是以信耶稣的胡说八道。
Christians are crazy people.
明明耶稣死掉了,
obviously Jesus died and they say he resurrected.
所以我就不愿意他们胡说八道,
so I don't want them to say crazy things, I will send them to jail.
今天奇怪了,
so so strange today.
怎么我逼迫耶稣, 信耶稣的人怎么是逼迫耶稣?
I persecute Christians, why am I persecuting Jesus?
原来耶稣真是活着的。
So Jesus truly is alive.
因为耶稣真的像他们所讲的,
so truly Jesus resurrected just as they said.
所以那天啊, 这个大叔的这个扫罗啊, 他的眼睛就瞎掉了。
So on that day Saul went blind.
眼睛瞎掉了就是说啊, 他什么都看不见了。
In other words, he couldn't see anything.
我本来以为样样我都知道。
Originally, I thought that I know everything.
因为我在西班牙门下受教。
Because I was received the best education.
我是法利赛人中的法利赛人。
I was the Pharisee of the Pharisees.
是西班牙人中的西班牙人。
I was the Hebrew of the Hebrews.
在加玛利门下受过教。
I was treated under.
有哪一件事情我不知道的?
Is there anything that I do not know?
今天这个大光一照,
but this bright light shines on me today.
叫我瞎了眼了。
I'm blind.
我什么都看不见。
I couldn't see anything.
什么都不知道了。
I didn't know anything.
今天我们很多人也是这样的。
And it's like this for many of us.
如果神的光没有照在你身上,
unless the light of God shines upon you, you truly think that you're somebody.
天上还有什么事情我不知道?
Is there anything under the heaven I do not know? Is there anything that you know that I don't know? But when the light of God shines on us, I am such a fool.
我以为天地就是这么大。
I think that the heaven and earth is this big.
原来我是个井底之蛙。
But I'm so foolish.
我不懂得太多太多。
There's so much out there that I do not know.
这个宇宙多广大。
How wide is the universe?
这个荣耀多伟大。
How great is the glory of God?
我不过是就这么一点点而已。
I just know but this little.
我真的是个瞎子啦。
I am truly a blind person.
所以有一个门徒叫亚纳尼亚。
So a disciple called Ananias.
神叫亚纳尼亚去为扫罗祷告。
Ananias went to pray with Saul.
扫罗眼镜的鳞片, 眼镜上的鳞片就掉下来。
So the scale of his eyes fell off.
从那个时候开始才真正的明亮了。
So start from then,
所以从那个时候开始呢, 扫罗一王所读的旧约圣经啊,
so all the Old Testament Bible he read,
全部重新发出亮光来了。
It reveals new light.
因为神的光照亮了整本旧约圣经。
Because the light of God shined upon the entire Old Testament. The Bible that he used to read, he read them literally. Once the glory just like shines on, this whole Old Testament, and he realized was bearing testimony for Christ. So this whole Bible is shining light. So Saul changed his name to Paul. So from then, Paul started to persecute the Jesus that he persecuted. And he became the apostle of Jesus. And he bare beautiful testimony for the Lord.
Even today,
We as Gentiles, we receive mercy and believe the Lord. We received help from Paul. We see that Paul seek after the glory, honor, and immortality of God. So I think I will stop at the
third
example. So we will say, how do we seek for glory, honor, and immortality? There's a few points we need to pay attention to.
第一点,
first of all,
要承认自己的软弱,
we need to reckon our weakness.
承认自己的无知,
reckon our foolishness.
要不要自以为聪明,
and do not think that you're wise.
要对主说主啊,
you need to say to the Lord,
我正像一个瞎眼的人,
Lord, I am like a blind person. I know so little.
我以为认识知道的很多,
I thought that I knew much.
其实,
but I know nothing.
所以谦卑自己,
so humble yourself.
第二点,
secondly,
要向主买眼药,
we need to purchase the eye drop from the Lord. If you know that you know nothing,
既然承认我像一个瞎眼的人一样,
and if you reckon that you're a blind person,
所以我们来向主买眼药,
so we need to purchase from him our eye drop.
曾经在圣经里说过一句话,
so the Lord said in the Bible,
你以为你是富足了,
you think you're rich,
样样都有,
you have all things,
其实你是赤贫如洗,
but you're empty.
你以为样样都有,
you think you have all things,
什么都不缺,
you're in need of nothing,
下眼又可怜,
but you do not know that you're wretched, miserable, poor and blind.
向我买眼药, 再擦你的眼睛,
and the Lord said, I counsel you to buy from me eye drops so that you can see.
这个主所说的眼药,
the eye salves that the Lord says is the revelation of the Holy Spirit. It's only that the Holy Spirit can cause us to see, that we can see the glory of God that we once could not see.
第三点,
thirdly,
要好好读主的话,
we need to read the word of the Lord carefully.
因为神的话是我们脚前的灯,
because his word is the path of our ways and the light on our path.
所以神的光是从神的话照射进到我们里面,
and so the light of God shines through his word into us.
像约翰福音第九章, 那个生的是瞎眼的人,
so in John chapter 9, that man who was born blind,
主耶稣怎么开启这个人的眼睛?
How does the Lord open his eyes?
主耶稣用土沫和泥巴,
the Lord makes saliva and dirt onto and patched on his eyes.
从主耶稣口中出来的土沫,
so the saliva coming out of his mouth,
是代表什么?
What does that mean?
你们想想看, 从人的口里边出来的, 除了土沫之外, 还有什么?
What other than saliva comes out of our mouth?
Kevin, 你知道吗?
Kevin?
Word?
Yeah. 就是话,
it's our words.
人口中出来的一面有口水,
what's come out of our mouth is one saliva,
一面是我们讲的话,
and then the words that we speak.
是主耶稣口中出来的土沫,
so the saliva coming out of the mouth of Jesus, and is his words.
我们要让主耶稣的眼药来擦我们眼睛,
we need to use the eye salves of our Jesus to cover our eyes.
必须好好地读神的话,
you need to read the Bible carefully.
如果你不读神的话, 你是不会认识神的荣耀。
If you do not read His word, you cannot know His glory.
如果你没有好好读过神的话，你是得不着圣灵的启示。
If you do not carefully read His Bible, you cannot receive revelation from the Holy Spirit.
2010年刚刚开始。
So at the beginning of this year,
我们盼望弟兄姊妹各个人好好去读神的话。
We hope that every one of you will read the Bible carefully.
用功的去读神的话。
And pay attention reading.
还有第四点。
And fourth,
有了神的话者，要照着主的话去行。
And you need to do according to the word.
主对那个生了瞎眼的人开启眼睛之后，对他怎么说呢
？So what did he say to the blind man? He said,
他把唾沫和泥抹在他眼睛上。
So after he put the dirt and saliva on him,
你到希罗亚池子里去洗一洗。
And he said, go wash in the pool of Siloam.
这个意思就是说，照着主的话去行。
So it means to follow his word.
所以有了主的话之后
，you have his word.
我们读了主的话
，once you read the book，
不光是记在头脑里边
，you don't keep it in your head，
也不光是记在心里边
，you don't just keep it in your heart。
还有，怎么生活当中去照着主的话实行出来
？And in your daily life, you need to do the word.
啊，比方说圣经里面。常常讲到一些主要我们做的事情。
And so on the Bible, it tells us many things that we need to do.
主说：“你们饶恕人的过犯，你们天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
”Forgive others as your heavenly Father also forgive you.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有没有不饶恕人的一些过犯
？So brothers and sisters, is there anything that we do not forgive others?
有没有人觉得？某某人呢、啊，我绝对不肯饶恕。
Do you think that I will not forgive this person?
那个人，我就不应跟他讲话。
I will not talk to him.
他坐在这里，我就躲得远远的。
He sits here, I will sit down the other side.
他从对面过来，我就赶快躲开。
He comes to me, I will go the other way.
这样的话呢，你得不到圣灵的启示。
If you are this way, you cannot receive the revelation of Holy Spirit.
你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
And the Lord said, "Forgive others, your heavenly Father also will forgive you."
所以说这些话要实行。
So when you read these things, you have to do them. So for example,
你们的仇敌饿了
when your enemies are hungry, you feed them.
渴了
when they are hungry, when they are thirsty, you give them drink.
就把炭火对着他的头。
And if you do these things, you're putting fire on their head.
你有没有仇敌
Do you have enemies?
我想每个人我们都会有自己的就是过不去的一些做对的人啊。
So every one of us, we may have someone who are difficult.
当你的仇敌有难处的时候。
When your enemy is in difficulty.
你要把主的爱摆到他的头上去。
You need to put the love of the Lord on his head.
像炭火对着他的头上一样。
It's like coals of fire.
让他得到帮助。
So that he may be helped.
因为他正在无助之中。
Because he is in his helpless state.
你要用爱火把他燃烧起来。
You need to fire him with love.
让他得到温暖。
So that he may receive warmth.
比方说圣经里面说。
For example, the Bible says.
你不可以论断人。
You cannot judge others.
也不可以，就是不可以批评人。
You cannot comment on others.
无论什么人，你在什么事情论断别人，就在什么上论断自己。
No matter who you are, if you judge on person, you're judging yourself. This is also one of our bad habits. Many of us have that habit. We like to judge others. Point fingers at others. The Lord said, if you judge others, you're on that matter judging yourself. So you receive the spike in your head, in your eyes. And you can remove the spike in your brother's eyes.
所以我们有没有我自己眼中的梁木，这个梁木就叫我啊看不见自己，只看见别人眼。
This beam in my eye block me from keeping seeing others.
我很想把他眼中的刺拔掉。
I want to pluck out the spike in his eyes.
你眼中有梁木，你怎么去拔别人的刺啊
？But you have a beam in your eye. How can you help others?
你先把自己眼中的梁木除掉了。
Remove the beam in your eye.
别人眼中的刺啊，也就除掉了。
And then you can remove others.
所以这些话你要去实行。
These words you have to do.
这个都是那么千千万万的主的话里面的一两句圣经。
These are thousands of one of thousands of verses.
我们主还对我们说很多的话。
And the Lord said many other things.
主的话说了之后，我们要去照着去行。
When these words are spoken, we need to do.
这样，我们必定在主面前有长进。
And then we will grow in the Lord.
神的荣耀就显在我们身上。
And the glory of God will appear in us.
如果我们这一年2010年
And if this year 2010,
我们好好去实行。
We would do these things.
我们相信这一年当中啊，我们只要寻求到神的荣耀，尊贵。
we will seek for glory, honor, and immortality. We'll receive that blessing. So I will end here. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you've given us this wonderful life, that it is by your mercy that we are not condemned, but by your mercy and grace we are received into the family, into the kingdom of our Heavenly Father. And Lord, how wonderful it is we are the children of God. So Lord, we pray that as this year begins, Lord, you give us a heart, you give us a will, that we become someone who seek after you, after the true you. Lord, open our eyes. Lord, remove us and open our eyes. Reveal yourself in us that we may see you. Lord, we will draw near to you and run after you. Lord, help us, for we are weak. In Jesus' name we pray.